This sugya is going to be about shlichus on shchitas kajim. So the Gemara is talking about now the third source, how we know shlichus works, and that's based on the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara describes how we have this concept of Rabbi Shu ben Karcha minayin sheshluchus she'adam kamoso, because the pasuk says regarding a Karban Pesach v'shachtu oso kol kal das Yisrael bein harbaim, that all of the adas Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael would shecht the Karban. And the Gemara asks, "V'chi kol akal kulan shochtin? Is it possible that every member of Klal Yisrael are doing the shechita? V'alo eino shochid el echad? Only one person is shechting it. Zel mikan sheshluchos shadam kamoso. So we see that even though there's one person who's doing the shechita, it's as if each person, each mishaleach, is getting accredited with the ma'isa shechita. So Rashi points out here, minolon. How do you know? So the Rashi three narrow lines down. Minolon the shluchos shadam kamoso the shechitas kachim. How do you know shluchos works by kachim? So the question we've been discussing is that how much is there an obligation when I bring a Karban Pesach, or if I bring any other Karban on my own, how much is there an obligation for me to do the Ma'isa Shechita, or is it really that the animal needs to be shechted? It's not my obligation. Meaning, the Gemara tells us in several places, one is in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Beis, that Shmuel, Hanavi, and Eli were having a discussion, and Eli was busy looking for a Kohen to do the Shechita. And Shmuel says, why are you looking for a Kohen? We know based on the pasuk that anybody's allowed to do. Even a Zar is allowed to do the Shechita. Only from Kabbalah and on, the Avoda from Kabbalah, catching the blood, and the Avodas thereafter need a Kohen. But the Shechita can be done by a Zar. So now the question becomes, just because a Zar is able to do the Shechita, does that mean he has to? Is it his obligation to do it? I'm allowed to shech my Karban, but is it Tzivoy for me, or is it just a Heter? So when I bring a Karban, is that a tzivoy or not? This is the question. So we found the machlokes rishonim, whether or not this tzivoy is on the individual or it's on the chevtza. What do I mean? So Rashi says here, how do you know that you need shlichus? That you need shlichus for the Karban? The shluchus adam kamoso l'shchitas kachim. The fact that I need to do a shliach for the ma'isa shchita indicates that the obligation is really mine. Because if it's not my obligation, there's no need for shlichus at all, right? There's no need for it. Let's say another example of anything that's very much. What's a good example? Let's say building an eruv. Okay, building an eruv. Let's say it's not my obligation to build an eruv. The city needs to have an eruv. Whoever is living in the city, so I don't need to appoint a shliach to build an eruv for me. It's not my mitzvah to build an eruv. There has to be an eruv around the city. It's about the chefs of the city needs an eruv. So there's no need for shlichus. So from the fact that the Gemara says you need a shlichus for shechting a karban, indicates that a tzivoy is on me. As opposed to the Rashash and the Tosfos who say, no, there's no tzivoy that I need to do the shechita. What the Rashash says in the Gemara Pesachim is that there's an obligation for me to be metapel, to be mishtadel, to be osik, to ensure that it gets shechted, but not that I have to shecht it. Yes, I'm a czar, I'm allowed to shecht it. It's a heter for me to shecht it. But there's no tzivoy, there's no obligation that I need to shecht it. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, number 6. He writes, Kol HaKarbanos Kulam, all Karbanos, V'chein Mitzvah Aseh Lios, Kol Adam Mitapel Umevi Karbanos. My obligation as the Baal HaKarban is to bring the Karban to the Beis HaMikdash. Not to shecht it. I'm allowed to shecht it. That's not a tzivoy of me to do. I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to build an Eruv, I might get a mitzvah, but there's no obligation for me to do that. I'm allowed to shech the animal, there's no obligation. So what comes out is, it's a machlokas Rashi Rambam, the relationship I have as the Baal Karban to Shechita. Rashi thinks there's a tzivoy, that the Baal HaKarban has to do the Shechita, and the Rambam rather thinks that there's no tzivoy of me doing the Shechita, rather I have an obligation just to ensure that the animal gets shecht. So that's the machlokas we have in the Rishonim.
What it should say, Rishacha to Atal, no, according to Rashi. What also means that, well, like the Rambam, it should be shechted.
Well, the word Rishachtu, and they would shecht it.
Also is like,
it also is on the, you shech the animal, but shechtu, they are the ones shechting it. So the Gemara said, how come we're saying, call Adas Yisrael? Why is all Adas Yisrael shechting it? It's not true. The Kohanim, whoever is doing it, is shechting it. From the fact that they're saying that Adas Yisrael is doing the Shechita, indicates that the Shechita, the Chi of Shechita, is on Adas Yisrael.
Number 2 spoke about Smicha. So that's more along the line. That's a Rashi.
Ah, so very good. So the number two, the Rashi and Pesachim also indicates, this is Lashitaso, also indicates that the Chiv is on the Gavra, the person. Why? Because he says, Habaylim Nitztavu. It's talking about the Nusach of the Brach of Shechita. So it says Rashi, Habaylim Nitztavu, the owner, the Baal HaKarbon, is commanded to do the Shechita, as it says, V'samach Yado V'shachat. Who does the Smicha? Everybody agrees that I have to do the Smicha. If it's my Karbon, I must do the Smicha. So the Pasuk says, V'samach Yado V'shachat. The one who's doing Smicha is the one who's doing Shechita. The Baal HaKarbon is the one doing Shechita as well. So Rashi in Pesachim is l'shitaso, that the tzivu of shechita is really upon me, the Baal HaKarbon.
Is that how it went? That everybody who did the Korban Pesach actually had to touch it?
Whichever Karbanos required smicha, then you would have to do shechita as well. So I don't remember if Korban Pesach, I don't think Korban Pesach requires smicha, but a Korban Chatas does require smicha. So you have to do smicha on the Chatas, and then, according to Rashi, then I have the obligation to shecht it. So this is the Rashi Lishita, so that the tzivoy of Shechitas Kachim is upon the Baal HaKarbon, while the Rambam and Rashash hold that, no, there's no tzivoy for me to do it. My obligation just to ensure that it gets done. But not that I have to do the Shechita. Someone else could do it. Any other Tzar, a Kohen, could do the Shechita. I just have to oversee to make sure that it gets done.
But that's pretty strong. I mean, you don't have to, like you said, you don't have to oversee that the Eruv is built. It has to be built, but you don't have an obligation to do it. So it's a much stronger level of obligation.
No, for sure. No, there isn't the great. It's not a direct model, but certainly
what
when.
What about a sukkah?
So I'd say the same thing. Any time where the result, it's very result oriented, and the goal. So then there's less involvement of me. I just have to ensure that it gets done. When it's more about the Maisa focus, the actual action, so then it would be more on the Gavra typically. That's how you typically would break it down.
And when I have to ensure that it gets done, it's not the same as me having to do it.
Correct. So now, I came across an interesting Beis HaLevi. There's a Gemara that says a few places, Gemara in Kedushin and the Gemara in Nedarim, there's a Machlokas, where the Kohanim, when they work in the Beis HaMikdash, are they Shlucha Dirachmana or Shlucha Didan? Are they a Shliach of Hashem? Or they're Shliach Didan, our agents. That's in general when it comes to the Karbanos and all the Avodah. And we passing, how do you passing? Do you guys remember? Shliach Derachmano. Which means what? That if I, let's say I take a neder, that this coin, I can't get any hana from this coin. So I can't appoint him to be a Shliach to perform my Karban for me. That's if he's a Shliach Didan, if he's our Shliach. But since we pass in Shliach Derachmano, no, the coin's really serving as an agent of Hashem. He's not my agent. So therefore, even though I took a neder, I can't get hanah from him, he would be allowed to perform my karbanos. So we paskin that he's shlucha dirachmana, not our shliach. That's what it says. So says the, so now when it comes to the kohen shechting, let's say the kohen were to do the shechting, so the Noda Behuda says, when we paskin shlucha dirachmana, the kohanim are shluchim of Hashem, that's only regarding the avodas from Kabbalah and on. When it comes to the Ma'isa Shechita, which the Noda Behuda says, is really my obligation as the Baal HaKarbon, then the Kohen, if the Kohen were to be the Shochet, he'd be acting Shlucha Didan. He would be a Shliach because you require Shlichas for the Shechita. Because Noda Behuda holds like Rashi that the Tzivoy of Shliach, Tzivoy of Shechita is on the Baal HaKarbon, so the Kohen would be my Shliach. But the Beis HaLevi, and he brings a Rai from our Gemara and Kedushin, that you require Shlichas for Kachim. But the Beis HaLevi argues and says, no, even when it comes to Shechita, if the Kohen were doing the Shechita for me, I do not need Shlichas, because the Beis HaLevi holds, the Tzivoy of Shechita isn't on me. Me as the Baal HaKarbon, I just need to ensure that it gets shechted. But I don't need to do it myself as the Ma'aseh Shechita, and I don't need to appoint a Shliach either. So this Machlokes, Beis HaLevi, Noda Behuda, about Shlucha Derachmana and Shlucha Didan, it's really the same machlokes between the Rashi and the Rambam, whether the Tzivoy is on me as the Baal HaKarbon, I really need to do the Shechita first and foremost me, or no, I just need to ensure that it gets taken care of. Now, there are a few nafkamina that we saw about whether the Tzivoy is on me, the Baal, or just the Hishtadlus is on me. So the Rashash refers to a well-known Shach, an important Shach. Now, the Shach is talking about a case of Bris Milah. So let's say I'm the Avi HaBen, I'm the father of the son, and I'm a Mohel, I'm a trained Mohel. I'm able to do the Milah myself.
This is five?
This is number five, yes. So the Shach writes Choshe Mishpat that's usher for me to pass on that obligation to another mohel. If I'm able to do the meal myself, it's usher for me to appoint somebody else. So I don't want to get involved in the shlichus right now, why that doesn't work. We all normally say shlichus adam kamoso. But just assume that shach is a given, that if I am able to do it myself, I can pass it on to somebody else to do the shlichus, to do the shchita, to do the meal rather. So the same question happens here as well. If I'm a capable shochet, and I'm bringing the carbon, so then the Rashash says, if you hold that the tzivoy is on me, the bala carbon, and I'm capable of doing the shchita, that I'm not allowed to, it would be usur for me to appoint some other party to do the shlichus. But if you assume that my relationship to this carbon is simply as hishtalus, simply to ensure that the cheps of the carbon gets shechted, but not that I have to do the shchita, but it has to get done, then the Rashash says I would be allowed to appoint a shliach, because there's no issa for me to pass on the obligation. There is no obligation on me to do shchita. My obligation is only to ensure that it gets done, that the result happens. But to do the ma'isa shchita is not upon me. So that's the nafkamina, whether or not the mitzvah of shchita is upon the bal ha-karbon, or it's simply that it needs to be shechted. Am I allowed to, if I'm capable shochet, am I allowed to pass on that mitzvah?
When we went through a little bit of the mudim of the bris, I thought maybe the bris was an exception and not like kodshim, because with the bris, it seemed to have said that there's, in addition, there's a pasuk that says he has to do it. So bris was different.
Now the reason why I brought the bris mila in was because it's another example. It's a very interesting thing that the Rashash says that there's the idea of hishtalus, to be metapil in the karbam. So I brought the Tosas Rid regarding bris mila, another example, another model that we have where there's an in and of him being hishtadel in a certain mitzvah. It's not necessarily about the goal, but the hachana along the way is also part of the mitzvah. Because the Tosas Rid is referring to a situation, isn't bris mila mitzis asay shazman grama? It's only bayom. You can't do a mila b'alayla. So shouldn't it be a mitzvah asay shazman grama? It's time bound. So Tosas Rid, among all the Yeshonim, are asking the question, so then why do you need a pasuk to say women are pater from doing a bris mila? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Oh, so, lo osa. Only a man. Right, so the Gemara says, what's the need for that? A woman's pater because it's a mitzvah asay shazman grama. You don't need a gzeres akasav. It's already known. The Tosos and the Ritva give different answers, but the Tosas Rid says, no, bris mila is actually a lo's mangrama. Even though the ma'isa mila can only take place by yom v'lo b'layla, the ishtadlus, as he writes, ha'av shetziveyu ha'borei lis'asek b'milas b'no ha'esek ahu, that involvement ain't lo's man, there's no time to it. Bein b'yom b'malayla yitrach v'yachin tzarchei milas b'no. He's busy getting the preparations to find the moel and to get the caterer. He's involved for day and night until the bris mila gets done, so it is not time bound. So just like bris mila, there's this concept of the hishtadlus being metapel on the mitzvah, so to the Rashash and the Rambam hold, when it comes to getting the carbon done, it's about being mishtadel and being metapel in the mitzvah of the shechita. But it's not that I have to do the shechita. It's not that I have to do the bris mila. It's that I have to be mishtadel in the mitzvah. That's the point of Tosafot.
So that's the proof that for that direction?
It's just another model we have elsewhere where hishtadlus is the mitzvah, not the actual ma'isa mitzvah. So anyways, that's the first nafkamina again, this shach. If I'm a capable shochet, if I'm a capable mohel, am I allowed to pass it on to some other person? Again, if the tzivoy is on me, and I'm capable, so then I can pass it on. That's my obligation. But if the tzivoy isn't on me to shecht it, the tzivoy is simply to make sure it gets done, then I'm allowed to, just like I could shecht it, I could also give it to some other person to shecht it. I don't have to do it myself.
That is a work by Pesach. Any one person can do it.
So that's what the Rashash uses this as a proof, that it must be, it's not a tzivoy on me, it must be, it's about hishtalus. It must be about hishtalus. Now, what would the other opinion say? If you assume that the tzivoy is really on me, and the Shach says, how could I pass it on to somebody else? So they would say that you have to get involved in this whole sugya of bris mila also. But I guess you would say, since it's impossible for every single person in the Chabur to do it, it's a makom efshar. We can't all do the shechting on one karbam, so maybe in that situation the Shach would agree, you could appoint one person. But when it comes to bris mila, where only one person is doing the bris mila, so then I'm not allowed to pass it on to some other party. Okay, another nafkamina is, what's the nusach? We know when you shecht the karbon, there's a bracha that's said. So that's the sugya in the Gemara in Pesachim, whether you say liv versus al on various mitzvahs. Livar tachametz, al bir chametz. So what do you say when it comes to shechting the karbon? So if you assume that the Rambam has this cloud, there's a huge machlokas we showed him how to understand the sugyam psachim daf zayin about li versus al. So using the Rambam's psak, the Rambam writes, this is back in number, I'm jumping all over the place here, I'm reorganizing the way the Maor Makomos are, but the Rambam writes in number 3. He says, Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph, Kol ha'ose mitzvah, anyone who does a mitzvah, bein sha'isa chova alava, bein she'eno chova alava, im aso so latzma mivarch lasos. If he does it for himself, he says li, but if he does it for somebody else, he says al. So what's going on here? So
the same mitzvah.
So for example, bris milah. If I as the Avi HaBen am doing the milah, I would say lamul. If some other person would be doing the bris milah for my son, he would say al hamilah. That's the distinction. So one of the examples that the Rambam brings of saying lid is at the end of number 3. He says shochet pischo v'chagigaso mivarech lishchot. When you shecht your Pesach and your chagigah, you should say lishchot. So what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, that's I missed it here, but he says it sounds like from the Rambam that the mitzvah, the fact that he's giving us an example, is a mitzvah is first and foremost on the Baal HaKarbon. I should be shechting my own Karbon Pesach. That's why he gives this example as lishchot. I should shecht that the tzivoy is on me. I'm doing the mitzvah for myself. But if you assume that there's no chiv on me to shecht it, the chiv is that it has to be shechted, someone has to shecht it, so then you would be saying al shchitas Pesach. So that's the raya of Yaakov Kamenetsky thinks that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah, the tzivoy, first and foremost of shchita, is on the Baal HaKarbon. That's why, again, he used the example of lishchot, that you're supposed to be shechting it and saying the bracha of lishchot, as opposed to some other person shechting it for you.
So the person who shechted for you make a bracha too?
Yes, he would say, according to Binyamin Tzitzit Talent, he would probably say al shchitas Pesach. Since he's not doing it for himself, he's doing it for you, he would say al.
It's interesting that everybody makes a bracha.
Everyone makes a bracha.
People who is being done for, and the person actually doing it.
Yeah, in a mitzvah is being done in a chanami. It's still a brichas a mitzvah.
Do we see that any place else?
Well, the bris milah have that. The Rambam has a distinction of if I, the father, am doing it.
But you don't. But again, it's the male and the father don't make the same bracha. Do we see any place else where the same bracha is being made by two different people? On the same, right?
Nothing comes to mind about that. Nothing comes to mind. Mezuzah? Possibly. He doesn't give that example. L'chora, this klal should apply everywhere else. I don't remember seeing it elsewhere, but the bris milah is the example that the Gemara gives. Seemingly, according to this klal, the Rambam would say this everywhere else as well. If I do my own bris milah, it would be l'kboa. And if someone else would do it, it would be al-kviyas mezuzah. But in practice, I don't think we hold this way. But this klal of the Rambam should apply elsewhere, yeah.
The shochet the person that does the shechita is not, what do you call it?
Part of the chabura?
The chabura, isn't the chabura, based on his bracha, isn't the whole chabura yotzei?
Yeah, in a chanami. But the question is, if this shochet, if he's part of the chabura, and he's a shochet, so he's doing it for himself as well, he would say lishcha. If they found some other shochet to do that...
Everybody else have to say the bracha after that.
No, only one guy says the bracha. One guy says the bracha, he's motzi everybody else with the bracha. So either way, we see the nusach lebracha might change depending on what the obligation of the shechita is. If it's upon me, so then it'll be lishchot. If it's that's just that the carbon has to be done, so then it would be a al shechitas ha-pesach.
Can I ask you one?
Sure.
I thought you said that each person has to make a bracha.
No. The
so
person
why
doing.
Do you have a situation that you're going to have to make lishchot? As opposed to al, you have somebody else. So if you're not doing the shechita yourself, somebody else is doing it.
Correct. So that person.
You're never going to have a situation where you're saying al because somebody else is doing the shechita.
No, not me. No, the question is who's doing the shechita? If the person whose carbon it is doing the shechita, he says lishcha. If some other person's doing my shechita for me, and I'm not doing it, he's doing it for my carbon, then it would be al shechitas pesach.
Why would you ever say al? The person doing the shechita would be the one that would be making.
No, it's not his mitzvah, it's my carbon. It's my carbon I'm bringing. You're shechting for me.
So if the kain makes the shechita for you, he has to make the bracha? The kain doesn't make the bracha?
He does. Whoever's doing the shechita makes the bracha.
Right. So what bracha do you have to make?
I don't make a bracha if I'm not doing it.
Whenever are you going to say al?
If I would never say al. Only if I'm doing my own shechita do I say le. If someone else is doing my shechita, he would say al. Only one bracha is being made.
The person who's doing the shechita is going to say al, not le.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Now we have. So that's the pretty. That's the basic structure right now. Whether it's again the tziva is on the baal to do the shechita, or the tziva on the baal simply to be mishtadel and be mimtapel in this karban. And we saw a couple of nafkaminas. Then we move on to the minchas chinuch now, number 9, that there are really 2 dinim according to some rishonim. So the minchas chinuch's mechadesh, number 9, I'm just reading the bold in this case, he holds that shchitas of Pesach tzarech shlichas. He thinks there's a distinction between karban Pesach versus other karbanos. Shchitas Pesach tzarech shlichas. When I'm doing a karban Pesach, I need to appoint a shliach to do the shchita for me. However, the Minchas Chinuch says when it comes to Shechitas Shar Kachim, all other Karbanos, Ein and Tzarech Shlichas Klal, there is no need for Shlichas. That's how he paskins. And now it's pretty much based on the fact that since the Pasuk says V'shachtu called As Yisrael when guarding Karban Pesach, that seems to indicate that there is a requirement of Shechita on the Baal for Karban Pesach as opposed to Shar Kachim. Only when it comes to Karban Pesach do you require Shlichas and not other Kachim. Now, the Or Sameach is mechadesh the complete opposite. The Or Sameach says no. Number 10. He says, the Be'emes ha-shchita k'sher b'Pesach below shlichas. Really, Karban Pesach doesn't require shlichas. Rak the gave shchitas kachim mitzvah bebaitim. He thinks that only shar kachim require a shchita and shlichas, but the Karban Pesach does not require it. So this is the complete opposite of the Minchas Chinuch. Again, they both make a split. The question is, how do you make the split? So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that Shechitas Pesach requires Shlichas, not Shar Kachim. But the Or Sameach thinks, no, Shar Kachim requires Shlichas, but not Karban Pesach. So this is the 2 dinim of the Minchas Chinuch and the Or Sameach. Now the truth is, you really find this to be the case in the Rambam as well. We said before, the Rambam says, when it comes to the Nusach, he says, what's the nusach you say when you shecht a karbon? Lishchot. But what are the examples that the Rambam brings? He says, shachat pischov chagigasov mivarach lishchot. So the Rambam really should, I need to give Shmuel Spergel credit, he's not here, but he made this diuk. The Rambam really should have said, shachtu kadshim mivarach lishchot. Why does the Rambam specify, shachtu pischov chagigasov mivarach lishchot? Sounds like from the Rambam, the tzivoy of shchit on the baal only when it comes to karbon Pesach, not when it comes to Shar Kachim. It sounds very much like what the Minchas Chinuch was saying, that the Chiv Shlichas is only, you only need Shlichas for Karban Pesach, as opposed to the other Kachim. Now, the Rambam does add something else. Rambam says Pesach v'chagigaso. Now, Chagigaso I don't want to get involved in, but it's based on Sugis and Pesachim, that we know that it's actually very apropos to this week's Parsha, that when Yitzchak Avinu was asking for the food, he asked for Shnei Gedi Yizim, he asked for 2 goats. And Rashi says, how hungry was he? He was eating 2 goats at the lot to eat. So Rashi says, no, because it was Leil Pesach. He was eating Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga, the 2 Karbanos. That's what he was eating that night. It was Leil Pesach. So in light of this, the Rambam says there's a strong connection between the Karban Pesach and the Chagiga. They go hand in hand. And the Sugyas and Pesachim talk about how there's a very strong parallel between these 2 Karbanos. So the Rambam says, just like there's a Chi of Shechita on me, to shecht my own Karban Pesach, there's also a chiv shechita to shecht my own chagiga, because of that relationship. But only when it comes to that world of Pesach. But again, when it comes to Shar Kachim, there's no chiv of shechita on me. I need to make sure that the shechita gets done, but I don't need to do it myself. I don't need to appoint shlichus either. So those are the 2 dinim. Now we'll stop with this, we'll get to the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is quite challenging, but I think we could simplify it in a very, very easy way. So up until now, I think we have the base of Machlokes, we have a couple of Nafkaminas, and we have the 2 Dinim, but maybe there's a split between different types of Karbanos. So Pnei Yeshua says the same thing. He makes a split as well. Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand this whole sugya. The Gemara in Kedushin Yerdaf Mem Alpha and Beis uses Karban Pesach as a model for Shlichas. And the Pnei Yeshua proves some of Yerushalmi and the Gemara Nedarim. It's not an easy read, but he proves that you don't need a shlichas when it comes to shchitas karbonos. When it comes to shechting a karbon, as long as I am makdish the animal, anybody can go ahead and shecht it. There's no problem at all. So how come the Gemara is using Karban Pesach, which is kachim, as a model for shlichas? There's no need for shlichas when it comes to shchitas karbonos. So this is the big chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Look at number 8, the bottom of page number 2. Let's read together this last paragraph, Mikol Zehaya, nearly. So what Pnei Yeshua's Mechadish is, Nir Alanias Daiti, the Mitzad Iker Shchita, Lo Ba'in and Shlichas, Bekarbon. When it comes to the Shchita of a carbon, there's no need for Shlichas. Why? The Shchita Lav Avodi. The reasoning is because Shchita is not considered an Avoda. All the other stages of the carbon is considered an Avoda. The Kabbalah, the catching of the blood, the Halacha, walking the blood to the Mizbech, the Zrika, sprinkling the blood, all those are considered Avoda. Shchita, the Gemara says in several places, is Lav Avodi. It's not an Avoda. And that's why a Zar, a non-Kohen, is allowed to do the Shchita. The Chevan Shehu Mufrash V'Omed Vada Nichalei Im Lohecha D'Shayach Smicha B'Bail. So once I'm makdish this animal, which means it's mufresh ve'omed, it's already been designated, it's been separated, and it's already has the potential to be brought as a carbon. I'm very happy, it's nichalei, it's happy if it gets taken care of. I fulfill my obligation. My obligation is that the carbon gets done. So that's okay, so if someone goes ahead and shechs it on my behalf, I'm fine, I don't need shlichas there. That's why there's no need for shlichas, I just need to make sure that carbon and everything gets done. I need to check it off my list. But when it comes to the sugya of carbon pesach, Karim Pesach is not mufrash v'omid. Even if I'm makdish my animal as a Karim Pesach, which by the way, I think it was Hillel, the Gemara Mitzachim says, they never were makdish an animal prior to bringing it to the Azara. Because there's a chashash, let's say if I makdish it at home, even though I'm allowed to, something bad might happen to it along the way, I might get hana from it. So they never makdish an animal until it got to the Azara, until it's ready for Shechita. But even though that's the case, once you're makdish the Karim Pesach, so shouldn't it be mufresh v'omed? It's now already designated to be my Karim Pesach, and it should be permitted for anyone else to shecht it. Why should Karim Pesach be any different than the rest of the Kadshim? So it says the Pnei Yeshua, based on the Chiddush, but that there's a halacha when it comes to Karim Pesach that I could continuously change my guest list. When it comes to a Karim Yachid, a Karim Chatas, I have makdish this animal, and all my obligations are done with. My name is signed to this Karim, and everything's done. I'm done. Let the Kohen take care of it. Let the Beis Mikdash take care of it. When it comes to the Karim Pesach, even after I've already been makdish this animal as a Karim Pesach, it's not done. My involvement isn't finished yet. I could continue to change that guest list until the Maisa Shechita. Until that point, I could add and take people off this guest list. So my involvement is still there.
But I thought the Karim Pesach was usually just reserved to your family.
No, anybody you want could be on this list. So I can continuously change this guest list as much as I want. Until that Ma'aseh Shechita takes place, at that point my involvement is over. So says the Pnei Yeshua, since that Ma'aseh Shechita is what ends my relationship, ends my involvement in this Karbon, so therefore I need to appoint someone to do the Shechita, because that Shechita is going to directly affect me. It's going to tell me I can no longer change my guest list anymore. So since it will be affecting me, I can't have some other guy shecht it without asking my permission. Dafka by Karim Pesach, do you need to appoint a shliach, because it's my involvement is very much related to that shechita. It will be affected about him shechting it. That's the reason why Karim Pesach is unique and requires shlichas. When it comes to all other karbanos, once I'm mafrish, once I'm makdish this animal, and it's already designated to be shechted, and the avodah is being done, my involvement is done. There's no need for shlichas in that situation.
If somebody goes and shechs his friend's korban Pesach, then it's okay.
Yeah, so I think we say b'dievet it's okay, but lechachila, that's based on the sugya minchas chinuch and or sameach. If I didn't appoint a shliach and somebody shechted it anyways, will that disqualify the korban or not? So minchas chinuch or sameach rather says it will not disqualify the korban, even though I really ideally should have a shliach doing my shechita for me. If he did it without my shlichas, it would be good b'dievet. So that might be what the Yerushalmi says as well. Lichachila, I do require shlichas, but b'dievet, it works anyways. Okay, all right, let's stop here. Let's get ready for davening. Today's Rosh Chodesh. And next week, Kamir Tashem, we're going to discuss